Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing. I started yesterday, The Mighty Angel and the Little Book. And I'd like to read a few passages from the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. And of course, this was John's experience, and he wrote down the things that he saw, even though he didn't understand them. In fact, many of us today, I think God's perfectly kept things somewhat clouded, so we don't have all the conclusive answers. He always has given information and knowledge on a need-to-know basis. Have you found that? That's how we dealt with his disciples when he was here. But anyway, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside. See, it was seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. He took it from his Father. And in verse 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors. Listen to this, beloved, which are the prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Think of that, beloved, all the nations of the earth. "And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And then yesterday we were looking at chapter 10. You have to go over just a few chapters. But and in what I just read, the book was closed. Jesus took the book, but it was closed. But in verse 10, it's open. "And they who sat in the presence of the Most High God were delivered and set free." And God spoke to my heart that He would, those who would hear the teachings of this book, the very Word of God and the will of God, will be set free from the bondage of the enemy, set free from sin having dominion over you. Sickness will no longer have power. Wickedness, the results of sin, will have no power over those who truly believe the words of the book. Listen to what happened when they see the book open. Verse 6 declares, "And I swear by him that liveth forever and ever," I'll skip down a few things, "those, he who created things in heaven and earth and things under the earth, that time should be no longer." Another translation puts it this way, that there should be delay no longer. And have you wondered why God has just allowed such, the world has gone on and it just gets worse day by day, why this world is so full of sin and evil and wickedness and violence, why he has tarried so long, why seemingly he's been indifferent to the things that have arisen on the earth, the corruption and the evil, the things that are done, evil deeds that are not fit to be mentioned, works done in darkness. But let me tell you, God the Father and the Son has borne with the wickedness of the evil for over 2,000 years. But the time has come, beloved, when he will delay no longer, and his judgments will be poured out on those who are stiff-necked, those who are stubborn, those who refuse to repent. There are those, it seems unbelievable as you read the book of Revelation, even angels proclaiming the message of the gospel, flying in the heavens, and they still, they're experiencing the judgments of God, and they refuse to acknowledge God. They refuse to repent of their wickedness. It's beyond the sanctified mind how that can be, but it's true. That is what the word tells us. That's what's going to happen. But we see this little book, and as we have read, I'll share just a little bit. The angel, when he gave it to John, he said, "Take it and eat it. It shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be sweet in thy mouth, sweet as honey." And it says, "I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter." And what does this possibly mean? Well, those that are listening, those of you born again and love the things of God and things of His Spirit, you who are hearing this message, you love to hear these things. You love to hear it preached. You love to preach it yourself. You love to walk in it. But beloved, when you really begin to eat the little book, it's going to be sweet in your mouths. When, in fact, you know, those who hear the word, they receive it with joy. But unless it's in good earth, well, the birds of the air come and snatch up that seed. Or if it's among rocks, they have no root in themselves. It perishes. That seed, that tender root, and that tender springing up, the little bud that's breaking forth into life, it doesn't exist. It can't subsist because there's no, it doesn't have any root. But beloved, when that little book reaches our stomach, what's happened? It says John experienced a bitter taste. Beloved, it's out of our innermost being that flow rivers of living water. It's in our spirit man that we know and acknowledge the things of God. And you can might be saying, "Sister Klaus, what are you saying? What are you talking about?" Well, the message is sweet to those who love his appearing. But when this message is really eaten, and beloved, that's true for each and every one of us, it leads us to a pathway of separation from this world, separation from carnality, separation from the old life, separation from carnal ways. Beloved, our flesh loves the things of this world. Isn't that true? Paul, he wrestled with that very thing. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Sin was still working in him. That's one of the glorious things when we're going to be with the Lord. Sin shall be ever put away with. That sin nature shall be forever be separated from us. That's the only thing we're going to leave in the grave. If Jesus tarries, if we go to see the Lord, to be with the Lord through the grave, that sin nature is staying in the grave. It ain't going with you, beloved. Praise God. And so this message of the gospel is a path of separation, separation from the old life. And it's a bitter experience, beloved, to pass through death, but going through that death of self, self-love, the idols of self, the idols of this world, we come into an experience of life, that the life abundant of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, that abundant life he said he would give to all who really believe, and not just believe, but follow him. If you love me, that's what Jesus said, keep my commandments, do what I say. A new commandment he gave to his disciples, not just to love as we love ourselves, but to love one another as he's loved us. Oh, beloved, that's a higher calling. It's a willingness to lay down our lives, even as Jesus did. There's no greater love than this, than a man lays down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did for us. Are we willing to lay down our lives for the Son of Man, for this glorious Son of God who was worthy to take the book out of the hand of his his father's. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, it leads to a separation, and it's going to take a real determination, a real dedication, a real commitment, a real born-again experience in order to eat the little book. Beloved, talk about heartburn. I'm telling you what, if you're willing to do it, if you're willing to experience what John experienced, beloved, there's something, you know, I can't bring this message to a close without sharing that final verse in that 10th chapter. It said, as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. Beloved, it's out of our innermost being, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. But if we're willing to pay the price, if we're willing to say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done, if we're willing to say, Lord, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Lord, give me your fullness. Give me your anointing. Let the Spirit of the Lord be upon me as it was upon Jesus, that I can preach those same words of deliverance, that I can be used to open the prison to them that are bound. In verse 11, he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Beloved, that message to us, that was John's instruction, but beloved, that same instruction is given to us. This same commission is given to the manifested sons and daughters of God to prophesy, to speak the word of the Lord, the voice of a great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of many thunderings, the voice of the unveiled Christ. Our voice shall be as his voice. Are we not his body in the earth? Oh, beloved, we have a high calling. I pray that you can hear it. I pray that you can see it. I pray that your spirit man, your eyes, your spiritual eyes will behold the King in his glory, and then you shall be as Isaiah, who saw the King in his glory, and he realized his wretchedness, but an angel came and put a flaming coal of fire off of the altar of God, and he said, here am I, said, and me. Will you be willing, beloved? My cry is that we will be, Lord, that I will be willing to do all that you ask in these final closing moments of time. Praise God. Well, I could go on for 3 hours, I feel, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. May his anointing stir you. May your commitment be firm to him until the end. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, I love you, pray for you daily, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.